Hello friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, taking your subject on internet marketing. We are on chapter 6, which is on online consumer behavior analysis. Very important subject in the sense it enables you to understand how online medium can be utilized for understanding various consumer behavioral aspects and translate that into marketing advantage for you. So very briefly, giving you an introduction about this particular subject. Shopping behavior refers to the process through which consumers go through. So consumers will get an interest, then he will search for the information. This is like a consumer buyer behavior model. Then he will evaluate the information, he will make a purchase, and then the post-purchase experiences. So this is how the shopping generally takes place. So process consists of 5 steps similar to those associated with the traditional shopping. So that is what I have told you just now, 5 steps. Rather than searching actively at times, potential consumers are attracted by information provided to them. So what this point refers is, I may take and I may think when to search, why should search, etc. Even if I have a best of the mobile on my head with the best of the speed. Instead, if something furnished to me, which needs a quick just link ticking or clicking, etc., or it comes in front of me while I am browsing the social media, that is a more potential to engage with the customer into their buying cycle. So when he is into that problem resolution stage or information searching stage, that's a stage where such kind of thing will help. They evaluate alternatives and choose one that best fits his need based on available content that he or she has referred. Online shopping attitude therefore refers to consumers' psychological state of mind shaped by the information available on the internet, World Wide Web, that enables him to take a decision for or against your brand or the product. So understanding therefore the consumer behavior, online consumer behavior, is therefore critical. Companies in online environment do advertising, they do various publishing, they use various digital marketing tools, etc. The need is to provide required insight to their customers about their product and service and enable them to decide in your favor. However, off-the-shelf web analysis products don't really provide that kind of a detailed data. So online, again, the important thing is it's a real time, various steps that you take. I, as a person, has touched the link or not. If I click the link, yes, I visited the microsite. Then what is the time I was there on the microsite? Which page I have referred more? Did I fill the query form? So all those aspects then get analyzed. So that's the power of online behavior because there is a real-time data available. Off-the-shelf web analytics products, etc., provide detailed data, enable flexible reporting. So to support this, there are service providers who do this for you. When you take the services, they have experts and they have analytical tools available, and they provide you an analyzed information about the online behavior of leads reaching your website or portal or any other digital platform, blogs, etc. Online consumers are time conscious and therefore they're willing to gamble with their money rather than the time. So what comes out is like those who visit online has a better option to utilize their time elsewhere, and as a result they are getting onto the online bandwagon. So they don't want to make a food, they want to go online, order food, and in the meantime they can probably see the Netflix one film or play the game, etc., or spend the quality time with the family. So that's the reason why this is getting more and more popular, and therefore it is essential to understand the behavioral aspect of the consumer. Consumers appreciate business which value them, understands their technological competency, understand their behavioral aspects, understands their friendliness with the tools, etc. So that will really propel them to keep coming to you again and again. Similarly, the online pricing strategy is also an important make or break factor. Today, online pricing strategy may strongly affect consumers in a number of ways. Consumer expects online prices to be lower, equal than the physical store. Failing to satisfy this kind of an expectation may reduce the interest on you and your product. However, there is a word of caution. Now I am started hearing murmurs across that many times it is now wiser to check the prices of the shelves also, because now what is coming out is that customer feels that they have been fleeced also. Earlier it was guaranteed that you get at a lower price. Now because you have kind of totally moved away from your attention towards off-the-shelf brick-and-mortar shops. I am hearing a murmur, at least among my circle and some of the intellectuals, that it is always better to also check offline before you buy online. So now you see how things are. So that's what the pricing strategy plays a very critical role. Now, when I get confirmation about such kind of a thing from the market, when I try checking, my perception towards, again, now the online pricing will change forever. So is my service provider who's trying to win me over the online consumption, is aligned to that or not? So that's what is very important. So we are trying to understand the online customer better in terms of their behavioral aspects. So perception of the product also plays a very important role in their behavior. What has been mentioned to you that there are two fundamental differences when they come online about the product. One is they want to really removal of the physical presence. They are not there. That is first thing you need to know, and then abundance and versatility of the product information. They are not there vis-a-vis, they have in front of them various options being served to them. And when they go deeper and deeper, abundance of information is given. The feature, the utility, who's supplying it, delivery is happening in their area or not, the ratings available. People also seen this product, those who search for this product also seen this product. So he gets an idea about other alternative that he can consider and all. So this is the power of online product information. So one of the main emerging characters of online is the growing lake of patience. In the sense, people want to know product information, people want to know product information at a jiffy. So that's a challenge, how you represent the picture, how what kind of information should remain on the top, and then gradually you sink them into providing additional information as per his choice. So that's a smartness that you will have to have when you put up your product information. Website can traditionally be seen as a place of purchase. However, today they are more used as a landing page, and landing page to conversion into the lead. Purchase may happen later when the offer and those aspects are served to him. So that's a difference gradually, whose role is changing towards what for the product information. That also is critical. Website, yes, do provide lot of demonstration ability. The videos, etc., are available on the websites, microsites, etc. So relevant, you can take the customers to the relevant microsite, those who wants to see the demo, those who wants to see feature comparison, etc. So the kind of service that you can give it to them is a number of them, and as a result it impacts about the product information, the perception that customer builds. We are studying the online consumer buyer behavior. So what is bringing this subject very relevant is that more than 60% of the internet users in several countries already buy services online. As a case of traditional marketing in the past, most of the recent research is that debate is focused on identification and analyzing of the factors that one way or the other influence the online consumer behavior. So today the discussion is on how to influence consumers to be online, first for the purchase consideration, and second how they go about. So that is a behavioral perspective of understanding what customers do when they come online for deciding their purchase. So having done that, we come to a stage where we are trying to understand the persuasion tools. So what persuades any consumers to buy from online? Of course, friends, in the book there is a very beautiful graph being given. I will still try to explain you in a very judicious manner, of course in brief. Exposure of consumers to the company's marketing can affect the decision making. So what they are trying to tell you is that before this also there is an environmental stimuli. What is happening in the environment that drives him towards buying? Now with the proliferation of online purchase so much, we have started using online this thing to buy a lot of convenience products for the family members. So I look for how can I make it convenient for my wife to clean the platform of the kitchen or something like that. So we are searching, and so there is an environmental stimuli which is there. You see that in somebody's houses some tool is used, so you also get keen. So first is the environmental stimuli, then socially, demographically, purchase capability wise, etc. I think I can meet those needs, so I get into. So that's the first stimuli I get. Then when I come to a stage where marketing stimuli starts pushing me, so I come on board, I start searching, swapping machine, say like. So now when that happens, I start getting bombarded by the shopping machine related swapping tools equipment related information, then the offer, then relevant request for demo or etc. Or I'm driven to a site where I get a powerful information about how to use that machine, etc. So those kind of marketing stimuli happens, which will then impact my purchase behavior stimuli. So now I will get your brand product into consideration state, then I will search for price offer, delivery options, etc. And then once both this thing match, I'll finally land up into deciding buying it. Having done that, there is at the end the post purchase stimuli also. So will I be attended well, is my need satisfied or not? So now to this, where the online marketing differs is, there is a online marketing stimuli, which is now playing a parallelly simultaneous role. While your other stimuli are working, online web-based digital marketing-based stimuli play a role. So that's what this exposure of customers to companies marketing can affect the decision-making. Identification and classification can help marketer practice, recognize their target customer better, their need better, and therefore develop the communication that influences them. So we are trying to understand web behavior definitions and importance. So online shopping experience is defined as a process of four stage describing the success of step of an online transaction. So how the online transaction go by, that's what we are trying to understand. The web experience embraces elements like searching. So first of all, you start with searching, then browsing for information, then finding relevant information, collating, compiling, etc. Then selecting your consideration set, then selection will compel you to do the further evaluation, and then you get into deciding where to interact and how to interact, etc. And you get into the online internet buying mode. And that's where then you will reach out to either Dell, or say you reach out to Amazon, you reach out to this thing for buying some audio instruments. So that's what how the online will go about. Web experience is important not only to the websites marketing products, those who are marketing products or their services, but they are also important for the target customers to develop interest in your relevant informative content, the way you present, the way you demonstrate, etc. For traditional firms, expanding their business with internet becomes an additional driver for developing a business by reaching wide and far. So that's a issue that requires a specific attention. And that also compels the web behavior. Your look being looked upon as a conventional marketer may also impact your current customers. So idea is to like parallelly be present and then allow those options to the consumers. So we are continuing to understand the web experience, the main building elements. So like what we are now coming to is on the web experience, how do you build your web elements and how do you build your experience? So what are those building elements that one looks at? So functionality factor, very important to have a good functionality factor. Factors which will enhance the functionality utility of the experience that the consumer gets when he comes to your microsite, websites or landing page, etc. So the ease with which he can navigate, the nature of information, different call to action provided to him, etc. His ability to easily search and navigate the micro page or landing page, etc. So that's what will make the functionality very relevant. Easy getting the relevant information. So key information on the top, followed by certain, sought after information, and then additional information, then some comparisons, etc. That's how probably follows. And at the end, at the various stages, you will have a different call to action. No more, order now, those kind of things are fit in. So functionality overall is a very important thing. Psychological factor, these are the factors which play a role indirectly in the minds of the consumers. He is like, definitely knows that he is interacting with somebody unknown. Even if when I am dealing with say Amazon or a Flipkart, I know that I am dealing with somebody unknown to me. Therefore, I try to personally get into finding out more about it. So if you all have experience, Amazon initially just started with basic product picture information and prices. Later on, when the rankings and those things started coming in and the comments, etc., they realized that people need also their return rate probably were high. So they started providing for the fashion apparels the standard size measurements. So customer can order better. After the order is placed, then you realize that you don't deliver in this area. So now they put it proactively, the delivery pin code you give, so they confirm to you. So because I am indirectly dealing, I have a psychological apprehension, and therefore you as a service provider should take care of such psychological apprehensions proactively, so that my apprehension starts going down and confidence in you come up. Content factors, very relevant. I have again also personally earlier also said, it's not all about product and feature and USP, it's all about making content meaningful, making content relevant, making content insightful, making content live. That is the thing that you should really consider in putting your content on the digital platforms, online internet marketing platforms. That will really get you traction with the customers, and it will facilitate the decision making in your favor. So now we come to an important subject matter of customer satisfaction. So what are the aspects that drive customer satisfaction in an online marketing, especially the consumer behavior, because satisfaction is a part of consumer behavior. First aspect is a technology factor. These are the factors which deals with building of customer perception when he starts dealing with you, especially in B2C environment. Entire design, the dynamism of your site, the privacy policy, cookie policy, site mapping, site usability, ease of navigation, call to action at the right place and all will really make your technology differentiate. It's one thing is about the product technology, we are not necessarily talking about it. We are talking about internet marketing platform related technology, especially keeping the say website in mind. So same is applicable to other digital tool if you are using. So make your technology platform that you use very, very customer friendly, keeping the customer need in mind and how customers go about selecting, shortlisting you. So facilitate awareness, develop interest, generate desire. So those are the principles that you have to remember even when you structure this. One is a security, very important, whether your site is a security certificates, whether your site has a required, required protections available, etc. What are the disclosures, what are the information you obtain when somebody visits your site, the cookies installation policy, does customer have a right to accept or modify the cookies, etc. So these are some of the things, is their site, site is built in to stop abuse of the platform, etc. So those are the things that they look for. Privacy, and is the e-commerce is defined as a willingness to share information with you as a service provider. So how much and what I will provide you and what you are asking, and its relevance at that point of time drives your privacy, this thing when it comes to technology factor. Then comes the shopping factor. So technology factor, security and privacy is two important things besides other aspects which I have told you in terms of design and navigation, etc. Shopping factors are the four primary focus of the customers. They must feel that during their interaction, they got required awareness, they got required information, they got required interest building demonstrations or visible tools and cues, so that they are able to form their opinion very well. E-commerce gives an individual the opportunity to economize on time and effort by making it easy to locate merchant, find items, procure offerings. So this is about locating, finding item, etc. But even explanation which in a personal selling somebody has to explain certain process, etc. may take very long. While here the 30 seconds film or 1 minute film will completely explain the process very well to the customer. So you are saving each and every stakeholder's time also. So these are those shopping delights, shopping conveniences that you built in, where you create your form, the kind of information that you ask, how you relate this to cart versus moving him to the payment platforms, etc. So all these factors matter. What kind of post-delivery support are you, post-order support are you providing, then post-delivery support. So all these are the shopping factors which should come at the right place in front of your consumer, so they know that something is really good about you. Trust and trustworthiness is a very important factor. So how do you build the trust and the trustworthiness? That's the place where lot of testimonial this thing or lot of ranking that has been shared, etc. The graph of the ranking patterns, five, how many, three, how many, two, how many. So those kind of things built the trust and trustworthiness. Beyond this, you also do an external a way of a promotion that will build the trust about your brand, your product, or your tool, that is online tool that you have. So for example, there is one web media which I used because it was offering a very good unique products for the senior citizens, etc. But my two experiences have been so bad. Now today I probably may not bad mouth about it, but I will never go to that place. So that's what one need to really have developed in the customer's mind. So as I told you that you have to do certain things outside your even internet, this thing to build the trust. So that is what perceived reliability and integrity and overall minimization of customers' worries and regrets. So how do you do that? So that comes under the overall shopping factors that will impact the customer satisfaction. Delivery time is also another shopping important factors. Delivery time is minimization of the time or confirmed delivery time. It may be 4 days, but then delivered on fourth day. That is important. You may say 4 days and you don't deliver in then, that's just a problem. Being made aware of any potential delay, so you proactively convey to customers if there is a delay that is happening due to any reasons. Providing customer the tracking number, support that he can visit the website or through a mobile link, etc. He can track where my consignment is, etc. If not received, where can he connect, etc. So those kind of things are pertaining to the delivery. Also ensure right delivery at the right time, at the right place. If there is any problem, that delivery complaint resolution should also be separately handled, because it comes overall under the shopping factor. It is not a complaint redressal. It is a delivery redressal that has to be separately tackled. So you have to be aware about such aspects. Then comes the last factor, which is a product factor. Product factor pertains to the quantities and qualities of the product that you provide. Is it a branded, it is a personal brand, whether it is third party brand that has been sold by you, etc. All those factors come into when it is a product that you put on sale. Purchase online are of a different than those purchase at a brick and mortar. You would have noticed that probably what is available in the brick and mortar stores are not something that is available online. The reason being, most online people in their pursuit to first get their acceptance started selling branded products, but after they realized that consumers are now preferring more and more online purchase, they have created what you call private labels. So private labels are not available in the brick and mortar models. So as a result, this is what you get when you go online. And many times in the online, this thing, we are driven by the offers and not the brand. So that's also another reason. So need to know the dynamics vis-a-vis customers, brand loyalty consciousness vis-a-vis offer consciousness. So that's one important factor about the product, whether he's buying it because the product offers convenience. So, and it is not available to him in other stores. So that's all other factors when it comes to product merchandising. So what you offer as a product for sale defines what you have in your basket. So what your site offers, what is the shopping convenience that you offer, key factors on which you are judged generally when you offer merchandise is the extensiveness of the product basket that you offer. So what is an assortment that you give, exclusive and specialty product, do you have exclusive products that you offer, do you provide seasonal products? So even that is an aspect that people look at it, and based on which they judge you on the merchandising, which is a product factor. So now under the consumer behavior understanding about the online, we come to a very important subject of online reputation management. Your online reputation management does have direct influence on the consumer's buying behavior online from you. So consumer trust each other. How are we going with this thing? Is like consumer trust among themselves is always stronger than somebody else telling them. Consumers today have a loudspeaker in their hand. In the sense, they today generate content which is either in the form of a feedback, comments, in terms of videos, in terms of various mashups, etc. that they create. They themselves are proactively coming forward and putting things online. This is what we call a consumer generated media. So it's like they generate the content, and this content goes online. So this gets a good traction among the fellow prospects and consumers, etc. Now, search engine service provider have the also ability to track such kind of a traction that is taking place. So, consumer generated media does find traction among the search engine crawlers, etc. And that's the reason why social media also comes in forte to develop your reputation. So, what needs to be understood for prima facie, that consumers now can speak, consumers now generates content. This content is so shareable through various platforms and they find the required trust among each other. Therefore, the believability is high. And therefore, company, what can it do? Can they stop? No. So, the only option available to company is to listen. Listen and then take proactive steps. So, we will learn this as we move forward. Consumer will appreciate businesses which value them, their feedback, their opinion, time that they spend interacting with them. So, consumers also look at the tools and support that you provided when you try to interact with them. So, this being the primary driver for consumers to interact more with you, your reputation management also has to center around these aspects. Now, reputation management is doing things which will naturally compel consumers to generate a positive content about your company, product, etc. It is not a force fit. So, how do you do that? The first step, as I told you, is listening. Monitor what is happening, or monitor the nature of buzz on your various platforms in the market, or that is on the online platforms, etc. This will give you an idea as to which way the buzz is going. Then you need to really analyze. You analyze what? Analyze not the buzz, whether it is positive, negative. It is like you need to analyze who says what. And then can you relate it back to your target segments, etc. The kind of stage at which the consumer who's talking more about such things. So what part of funnel, what is the conversation happening, whether interest stage, the negative, these things are coming, or positives are coming, or awareness stage. So all those aspects needs to be related. So it's not what consumer said, it's like analysis should also focus on which profile of customers at which stage said what. So that's what needs to be analyzed. The third is influencing. Now, having understood this, then you know probably where the problem lies or where the opportunity comes up. So then engage them in a front lead conversation. So always then create an opportunity proactively to reach out to them again with the content that will not only give them a perspective that somebody has heard them and somebody is trying to gather better insight. So they will probably come forward again and start sharing their inputs, mind, their apprehensions, behavioral aspects, etc. So this will enable you to really know them more deeper. So listening and then proactively engaging with them is the crux of your online reputation management. Friends, even today I challenge you, visit best of the company's portal, their Facebook page or their Insta page, etc. And you see, company don't even acknowledge. There is a complaint made by the consumers, company don't even acknowledge. You will find very, very few who first acknowledge, then they revert back. So, idea is that at least acknowledge that you have a complaint received. Suggest that how much time do you think you will require to come back to the customer and try and see that within that time you come back. And then your comeback should not be something which is very generic. Comeback should be such that it proactively gives the company an idea, the customer and the others, that company has done something extra, something better when faced with this kind of a complaint or a criticism. So that will turn around the tide in your favor. So in terms of understanding reputation management, we have decided that you should listen well, you should analyze better, and then you proactively engage with the consumers in terms of your conversation, which will facilitate slicing of consumers' mind, and you will come to know where the problem or the opportunity lies. Now we come to a stage of attributes of online shopping. Customer satisfaction is critical, we all know. So we all know that we are all working for satisfying the customers. But yes, there are routes that can be taken to satisfy the consumers. root is like consumer starts with the a need that he has in mind, then he gets into certain stage of evaluation, then he comes to the stage of information comparisons and shortlisting, etc. He comes into stage of engagement where he wants to engage and find out what is good for him, etc. Then he gets into the decision making stage, etc. So do you understand this cycle of a consumer, you know, purchasing? If yes, then you must get into the understanding of your content and alignment of your various e-business front end, the back end process, so that you are able to facilitate this seamlessly. Seamlessly is the word that really drives the customer experience with you. Customer satisfaction is a consequence of experience that he gets, a seamless experience that customer gets while getting into a purchase with you. So they need something, right? So they are therefore out gathering information. Information is then evaluated. Information is evaluated in terms of alternatives, in terms of superiority, in terms of feature benefit, etc. So that's what the evaluation takes into account. Then comes the actual purchase decision. They will then decide, or shortlisting and then go to the purchase decision. So shortlisting and purchase decision is the same phase where customer, your interaction so far plays a very crucial role. Then comes the post-purchase behavior. So having done this, how his other steps are installed. So you are buying a LG refrigerator from Amazon, means Amazon must first acknowledge that order is booked, order is scheduled for delivery. Then Amazon must ensure that all the subsequent phases are handled well. That is, the LG representative comes and helps you with the installation, explaining the refrigerator do's and don'ts and all various things. So that is also part of online purchase behavior, post-purchase phase. So how you handle all these things plays a very critical role in consumers' buyer behavior getting favorable or not so favorable into a forefront of you. Online consumers are dependent upon the website information as a replacement for the physical contact with you. So website information should not only be sufficient, reliable, interpretable and trustworthy, and they should believe what has been claimed in your website information. As a result, consumer makes inferences about you and about the product being offered by you. So both inferences take place in his mind. He will infer about the product, he will infer about from whom he is buying, who's a supplier, whether it is like, therefore as they, many now the shopping websites have a comment about them, that this is say Amazon verified, or this is this thing. So there are few vendors for which you do not find them, so you know that this vendor may be slightly risky than the other vendor, where there is some mark of assurance being given by the service provider. So overall, then information design, how he is able to search, how he is able to shortlist products, etc., all that play a very important role about his shopping behavior with you. So that's a critical aspect of consumer's online shopping experience. So in short, friends, we have understood in this chapter what is online consumer buyer behavior, how this consumer buyer behavior can influence his approach towards you, your belief in you, and making you trustworthy partner. So this chapter is important from that perspective. It helps you to know and manage your reputation well, so that consumer behavior is favorably tweaked towards you, and you are often able to translate a lot of interested consumers into lead and lead into actual customers. Thank you.